From the Firebird Radio Studio, it's the Authors on Fire podcast with nationally syndicated radio host and producer, Pat Rulo.
Welcome to the Authors on Fire podcast, part of Speak Up Talk Radio's many services, home to the International Firebird Book Awards, the Positive Change Podcast Awards Hall of Fame, and our newest book song, where we create a musical masterpiece to highlight your book. I am Pat Rulo. Today, I have an author to share with you and a recent Firebird Book Award winner. He is Brandon Moore, and the book is titled Bridget Kimball Learns Self-Control. Brandon is a retired Army veteran from Wilson, North Carolina, and he lives there with his wife and his two children. He says, reading and writing have always been a hobby of mine. My love for storytelling, thanks to the military, my uncles, stepdad, and my great uncle Isaac, has given me the extra push to become an author. Teaching my kids lessons about life inspired me to write Bridget Kimball Learns Self-Control. I hope it inspires a generation of kids to become accountable for their actions and learn to control their emotions. I'm excited to find out more. Welcome to the network, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing?
I am good now. I've been looking forward to having this chat with you. So thank you for joining me.
Absolutely.
Congratulations on winning the Firebird Book Award.
Thank you so much. It's an honor. It's an honor. Definitely been an indie author, independent author. It's definitely something new and something, you know, to take in like, hey, all right. Somebody likes me. Somebody likes what I'm putting out.
We all want that affirmation, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we really, really do. Well, I'm glad that we can be a little part of your journey. So it sounds like being a father, being a parent, inspired you to create Bridget Kimball's story. I was wondering, why did you choose self-control as the central theme?
I'm going to go back to how it kind of started. So okay. In 2020, I was exiting the military, medically discharged, or medically retiring, rather, is what ended up happening. I was doing a lot of transitioning, and, you know, COVID was heavy in 2020. You know, everything, there was a lot of uncertainty. And 2020, 2021, my son had just been born in 2020. But my daughter was getting ready to transition into pre-K. So I said, you know, COVID's rampant. I don't know. I kind of don't have a direction at this particular moment. Why not just write? And it was something that I kind of leaned into earlier in my life, you know, that's expressing myself on paper, either in the form of art or in the form of words. So I said, okay, in case something happens, let me leave something for my kids to have a visual to say, hey, daddy thought about us, daddy was there, type deal. So I wrote the book. I actually wrote quite a few of them. Started out, I had an illustrator. The illustrator did the cover, came out great. And then the illustrator backed out on me. So I said, oh, man. So when they did that, it kind of took the momentum out of me. You know, I had momentum and it kind of just pulled it away, and then you know, as life, it kind of steers you in different directions. So, looking at a four to five year at the most hiatus, and then last year, 2024, I was helping my mom with her online business e-commerce site, and the organization I was working with, you know, just like we are right now, we just had a little conversation, and we talked about, you know, other things, hobbies that we do. And I mentioned, hey, well, I wrote a book. They said, well, what's stopping you from publishing it? I said, I don't have an illustrator. They said, that's it? I said, yeah. They said, we got something for you. It's just like that. I said, about 30 days, you know, Nick jumped on that, jumped on the book. He brought the character to life. And like I said, in my bio, the rest is just history. Like, what you see is what you got.
I love that story. Thank you for giving us the backstory. And I so appreciate the purpose, which is leaving a legacy. Those times were so uncertain and scary. Nobody knew what was going to happen. And you know, rather than go down with the fear, you rose to the top and said, you know, I'm going to do something and I'm going to leave a piece of me behind. So I'm impressed by that.
Thank you.
This Bridget is such a vibrant character. How did you come up with her personality and her voice?
Again, I was trying to take myself back to being a kid, you know, being a child, going to school, and just thought about, you know, my daughter's kind of shy. So I just thought, what is the most challenging thing she will encounter going into pre-K? And it's probably going to be interacting with different kids with different levels of, you know, control, self-control. You know, we all have different backgrounds. So the chemistry there is going to be different, you know, than, you know, leaving the house. It's the first time outside of the house going around people she don't know. So I was like, I think self-control is probably the biggest thing that maybe I think that, you know, give for something I should leave for them story. Now, again, and as you get older, you know, you combine more elements there. But I think self-control is big. And I think as we become adults, you know, keep scaling up, self-control matters a lot more than some of the other things, in my opinion. So,
Yes. And so you have a classroom moment between Bridget and her classmate. It's a small but powerful moment. Maybe just give us a little peek into the book so our listeners have an idea what the storyline is.
Yeah, so first day of school, Bridget Kimball, she's happy, she's excited, you know, to see new people, meet new people. She gets there. You know, most of the time on the first days of school, you know, you meet your principal, you meet your teachers, everybody, you know, it's warm atmosphere, welcoming, you know, everybody's excited to get some kids are nervous, but some kids are excited, you know, to explore, to see, to learn something new. So I get into the classroom, you know, and mostly like, and even, you know, even as adults, when we go to like an event, the main thing that they do is what they do introductions. So the teacher has an assignment starting out introducing yourself. And as you guys all know, there's always somebody a little more eager than others. Like, oh, me. Or just, they just go, you know, they're just so ready. They just go forward, boom. And that's kind of what happens in the story. So they do introductions. It's Bridget's turn, but then the kid kind of jumps in front of her because he wants to go so bad. And that's a moment that honestly happens. It happens in life. It happens that, you know, as you scale up, and it happens as I'm sure it happens as being a kid, you know, in school, being a child in school. So I said, man, that's going to be a big deal. So let's talk about that. I think it's something that, since this is the first day, this is something that she can encounter. So the kid kind of breaks in, and the teacher, even though she does allow him to go ahead, it's kind of a moment where you can see, okay, Bridget feels an emotion. She wants to act a certain way, but she doesn't. She pauses. She calms down. That's actually not saying it's always going to be like that, but that's something good to have, some type of regulation with the way you feel. They did let the kid go. And after that, and then Bridget was able to go after the kid. And then the teacher, Miss Widget, she breaks down that moment like, hey, you know, let's go back here. This happened, and I'm kind of glad that it did happen, even though, you know, I didn't want it to happen, but I'm kind of glad that it did, so you guys can see different ways to navigate a situation like this. Because it happens. I mean, you know, kids are, you know, until you learn certain kind of regulations, it's a lot of people are impulsive, you know, especially being young, you're impulsive. You just don't know when, or, you know, you may come from an environment where it is okay to just, you know, act out, or just, you know, as soon as I feel a certain way, just boom, go for it. So yeah, that's pretty much it. She kind of breaks down, you know, the scenario, what happened, how Bridget handled it, and basically let the class know this is self-control, guys. Like, this could have went bad. She could have been more combative. She could have got angry, you know, anything could happen. But she did. She paused, and then I came back and showed the lesson, like, hey, this happened, you know, this could have happened, but it didn't happen. So, you know, and then we just move on through our day. So just something to kind of take in early on. And again, I believe, again, I don't remember, pre-K, but I definitely believe it happens often. I mean, my kids are in elementary school now. I'm sure there's always somebody a little bit more anxious than the rest, I wanna, and so you just not, right? And so I mean, even everybody's children, hey, one at a time, you got a couple of kids. Hey, how was your day? Everybody wants to talk at one time. Hold on, one at a time. So I'm sure it happens. So I just thought it would be a good idea to kind of shed light on something as simple as self-control. Even though it sounds simple, it's a big deal long term, and it'll take you a long way if you learn how to regulate.
Oh. What do your children think of the book?
Oh, they
Oh.
are, well, first of all, to even know that I actually dedicated it to them, that's like, what? Because I read it to them and they're like, wait, that's my name, Dad. Wait, that's my name. So yes, I dedicated it to you guys, and they think it's incredible. They like the character. They're ready to see more. They're ready. Hey, well, Dad, like this just happened recently. My daughter's like, Dad, Bluey has a plushie. Where's Bridget plush? I'm like, listen, guys, I'm working on everything. It takes time. This is a process, and this is a new arena for Dad. So I'm learning as I go. But they're super excited. Like I said, I have different apparel on the website. You'll see some things that are there, and I have other things that are like the beta phase, so like book sacks and stuff like that that I'm working on as well, just to get more eyes on the character. But they love it. They love
Oh, they're going to keep you sharp here.
it.
and probably be continuing food for upcoming books, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. It is crazy. Now, I will tell you this, Pat. When I originally wrote Bridget, it was more so a kind of it was going to follow the growth and the progression of my daughter for the most part. Okay, so with her starting out with pre-K, I was talking about self-control. I had another title that was going to be talking about her learning this, and another title about this. Kind of just taking that upward motion, from 4 to 5 to 6, certain things that kids would see as they go up. But since I finally published the book, and people have had a chance to kind of ascertain it, it's like, man, well, maybe you should do this. Well, hey, you're gonna do this, so, well, what about this? And so it's kind of taken on a life of its own. Not saying it has completely pulled me away from the direction I was going, but we're taking a break sometimes for something that you're geared towards. Sometimes it's not a bad thing when you come back to it, and it's kind of metamorphed into something else that's even probably bigger than what I originally imagined it being. It was more so, again, just specifically with my kids in mind. But now it's becoming like, let's think about it. How important is self-control? Very. How many kids should see something like this? All of them. So I've even had adults asking me, now that they found out I'm an author, some people, they're like, well, do you have a series or a book for adults? I'm like, guys, I haven't even thought that far ahead. But but thank you, thank you for the ideas, because now that lets me know there's a need there for talking about, self-control and emotional regulation. So see a need, feel a need. So definitely something to think about futuristically going forward.
Oh, I
The
love
Bridget.
all of this for you. This is going to, take you places you did not anticipate, and that's fun. Just go along with for the ride. I mean, obviously stay true to yourself, but take it all
Absolutely.
in, and take notes and keep track of all these thoughts, and you'll find the path where you're supposed to be.
Absolutely. I definitely appreciate that advice.
I
Thank you.
love this. I love the fun comic style art approach, and I know you found your illustrator, and that was such a cool story. So, how did you collaborate to bring the vision to life, or did you just say, "Here's the story, you run with it"?
So, the organization I work with, Mogul Staffing Solution, the illustrator, Vic, he's more, as you can see, it's kind of more of an animated style. It's a little bit different than what a lot of children's books are. But, animation or that animated style is a big deal. It's very common these days. It was definitely different than the original cover that the illustrator that I had at first had. Like the cover was more, definitely more pre-K than what it is now. But he asked me a couple of questions. He's like, so you still want a rabbit? I said, yes, I want a bunny because I call my daughter Bunny. So that definitely, helped with the idea of Bridget. As far as the name, don't ask me. I have no idea where Bridget came or where the name came from. It just formed out of thin air, and there it is. But he just kind of took what he saw. He took his style, and he blended it into, to the words and to, kind of some of the descriptive details we talked about. And he just went to work. I mean, it took him roughly about 30 days from, from breaking it down to, the art world. They kind of do a 2D plane, they draw this, they draw that. But I mean, it was broken down, as you can see in the back. Like, it was broken down. He was sending it to me in bits, bits, and pieces. And I'm watching it come together. And I'm like, oh my God, what? This guy did that. Like, I would have never thought then it would have came out like that, just based on our conversation. I did not know what I was in for, but he took it, and that's all Mick. What you see as far as the character, the images, that's all Mick. He did a great job, really great
This was supposed to happen, wasn't it?
job. Divine intervention. Definitely, I think it was, and it's so crazy, meeting these guys, talking about my book was never the focal point. It was about my mom. We just happened to stumble upon a conversation, and in 30 days I have a book. And so they were like, well, it's done now, what you gonna do? So I'm like, you're right. It's back on me now.
They're
So it's
holding your feet
definitely,
to the fire.
well, accountability. I mean, that's important. That's a big deal. And it's good to have people like that too. So for me, it was a push, because again, I always wanted to do it, but I never did. Now, once you complete it, once you help me get in the right direction, I have no more excuses. Now, what am I going to do? Am I going to do what I told you I wanted to do? Or am I going to, show you that, okay, yeah, you're procrastinating, And no, I was like, nope, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this.
Well, it looks like we're going to have a Bridget Kimball Learns Accountability book coming along.
I like where you're going. I like where you're going. I will tell you this, because I've been asked. So Bridget, she's kind of like the character for young girls, she's pink. So I want to kind of take one of the characters out of the book and kind of have something tailored to the boys, to the fellas. So just to be able to look out for a possible spin-off of a character in the book, so I can have, somebody kind of dedicated for the girls, somebody kind of dedicated for the boys. That's kind of something that's underway, in the works.
Well, I'm going to keep my eye on you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
See what's coming along. So I'm wondering, since this started as something to leave behind for your family, a little legacy, it's morphed into something more than that. What advice would you give to other veterans, particularly, or parents wanting to become authors?
Advice I would give, just write. If that's what you want to do, just write. Just get started. Don't worry about perfection. Don't worry about it looking good, because you got to go back and proofread. You got to proofread, and then somebody else has to proofread. It's a lot of editing. So just get it out. Don't store it. Don't store it all in your head forever. Just get it out. Get it on paper. Look at it so you can actually see it. Thinking about it is one thing, but putting it on paper, or typing it on a computer, however you choose to do it, a Word doc, see what it's becoming, see where you're going. Now you can decide 100% if this is what you want to do or not, because I would tell you, again, it started out one way, and it feels like it's meant to do something different. but I still have my children in mind. And that's just kind of how things happen when when people say you walk in your purpose. So definitely, I definitely have enjoyed some of the accolades. I even been able to talk about it. Now back to, I guess, also to answer some more of your question, said about veterans and parents want to write. Listen, before I connected with you just now, Pat, who was Brandon Moore? He's just a veteran that medically retired, a dad and a father that somebody may or may not have known. Today, I present myself as an author. All I'm saying is, let people know it doesn't matter who you are, your background, or whatever. You can do whatever you want, whenever you want. I wouldn't even put a time limit on it unless you really want to get it done. But just start. Just start. Just start. There's nothing holding you back but you. I mean, you can say this and that, but one thing I will say I like about writing, because I used to draw, I used to be into art, but art was more of a coping mechanism. So as I got older, I kind of just lost passion for it, really. But writing is something that has always stuck with me. Something that all my English teachers pushed me towards, and it's just something I've been good at. So I write and just get it out. It's a coping. It's a way to cope. It's a way to decompress. I mean, it's a lot of things you can do with writing. It's a moment to yourself. We always have to. We always have to think about self-care. So writing, in my opinion, is a way to self-care. Take care of yourself, get it out. Because again, stress and stuff over time, it will break you down. So writing to me is like a way to just release it. Looking at where I am in my life now, so where I've come from, just kind of point to reflect on and just get it out. Because your story, whatever you have stored in you that you want to say, at the end of the day, there's always one person. And that's all I care about. One person that it impacts. Just one. I just need one person to be impacted by what I gave my time to. And there's always one. So if you care about humanity, if you care about people, if you care about growth, you care about seeing change, write that book. Whatever it is, whether it's your bio, whether it's your autobiography, whether it's a memoir, whatever it is, whatever genre it is, just get it out. Just get it out and get it out there. And whether you use a pen name or your name, right now I use my name. That maybe one day I'll come up with a pen name, but right now I kind of like using my name of Bridget. But just get it out. Just get it out. You never know who your book is for. There's an audience for every author. There's an audience for every author.
Absolutely. Yep.
For every author. Everybody's not, and that's, and the next thing, if that's the thing holding you back, worrying about what people are going to like, please, there are billions of people in this world. There's always somebody for somebody. There's always somebody. There's a group. And if you target a group, even better. Like if you choose kids, oh my goodness, there's kids everywhere. Everywhere. Everywhere, influence them early. I'll add this in there too, if you don't mind, Pat. Before I retired from the military, medically retired, I was a suicide prevention program manager, and basically, we just taught on ways to prevent and how to identify people at risk of, suicide. And something that we made sure that we started out every class with is to asking people, what's in your book sack? What's in your rucksack? The military, we call it our rucksack, but we'll use book sack. What is it that you carry with you? What is in you? What do you fill yourself up with? What's on your armor that you protect yourself with? It starts from the basement. I know, as young children, we got to go through a growth spurt, the chemicals change as we age. But I think if you have a good foundation, regardless of what you're going through and all the things that are changing in you have a reference point. So when things happen, you're like, wow, okay, let me calm down for a second. Let me think. Mom and dad told me about it. Uncle, this told me about that. Auntie this told me that. Pat told me this. You know, you have a chance because it was given to you. It was installed in you early on. So I say the sooner the better you can, the sooner the better you can give back. I think, you know, the better it is for, especially for children, in my opinion.
Wow. Thank you. This was rich in answer. There was so much there to unpack. I'm going to have to listen to it again a few times. And you talked about your rucksack. I think your rucksack is filled with so much possibility. I am just inspired and looking forward to seeing where you're going to take all of this. So I'm really happy you contributed your book to the Firebird Book Awards. And now we know each other. I want to make sure we're not missing anything you wanted to highlight today.
Well, just one thing, and we talked about accountability. Always have an accountability partner if possible, whether it's your spouse, your friend, your kids, Pat, somebody on social media, anybody. Just have an accountability partner, because one thing is we know life, we have no control over that. We just wake up every day. We have plans. We have intentions. We have written out a list of things to do for 30 days. At any moment, any of that stuff could change. Yep. So have accountability partner, because one thing about it, it's not a matter of if, it's always when. Something will happen. Mm-hmm. Something will happen. You just have to have the ability to overcome the key goal, regardless of what it is. And is it, I don't know, I'm not going to say it's designed to throw you off, but it will throw you off if you let it. Yep. Is it designed to make you think or pause for a second? Absolutely. But don't let it stop you when you have a direction you're trying to go.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for that. You are a good one. If you would give us then any contact information where you want to send folks to find out more and to get copies of the book.
Absolutely. So you can find me on Amazon. Just go in the search bar, put in Bridget Kimball Learn Self-Control. It'll take you right to it. My author bio is there. And once you click on it, it'll take you, check out my bio. It'll take you to my website, which is Bridget Kimball Shop. Also, I published a coloring book as well to go along with the book. So anybody in the coloring space, really digging Bridget, hey, check out the color book. Get into the Bridget Kimball universe and check it out. But yeah, on Amazon, everything is there. So just put in the title, scroll down, you'll see the author's bio, click on it, and it'll have the Bridget Kimball shop, and that'll take you to the website.
All righty. Well, we're speaking with Brandon Moore, and the book is titled Bridget Kimball Learns Self-Control. Brandon, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing the heart behind this book. Your journey from military service to children's author is truly inspiring, and it's clear that this book is more than just a story. It's a tool for raising thoughtful, emotionally aware kids. And as I said before, I can't wait to see what Bridget learns next. And I wish you so much success and impact in all your storytelling. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Pat. I truly appreciate it.